Thank you for listening to Vote with Power, Podcast 86. Today's topic is newly passed spending bill proves the point that our representatives in Washington are pig farmers. To save America financially, the people need to drain the swamp. My name is Denny Bowersox. I'm the author of the book Vote with Power, which you can get from Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and the founder of the Vote with Power organization. This podcast is for you if you want a better and safer life than you have currently in America. I founded the organization called Vote with Power, which is a nonpartisan way to unite Americans for fixing our government and changing the direction America is heading, and to protect the future of your children and grandchildren. Congress uses two of the 11 approaches that keeps them spending your tax dollars. The HR bill, which I was referring to, had 1,050 pages, was a document which created $468 billion in expenses. It has passed both houses. This is an ongoing example of America being a government run by an oligarchy. Look at the expenditures as to which ones are within our national budget. The answer is none, since we don't have a budget. Which of those expenses are approved by the majority of voters? The answer is none, since there is no voter input on this bill. Which expenditures have national purpose that help make the lives of the majority of Americans better and safer? Millions of dollars within this bill will go to local community pet projects. These are used to repay donors, to help them get elected, and to get reelected in their community. Which expenditures would be approved if it only was legal to have standalone programs? None of these expenditures would, as the multi-issue bill gets passed based on pork trading from representative to representative to buy votes. Which expenditures in this bill help fix the majority of financial problems we have in America? The answer is none. We have currently $34.5 trillion in debt and growing every second. Which American citizens owe this money, by the way? Which taxpayers are paying the interest on this debt just to keep it alive? The Congressional Business Office predicts that your tax dollars will pay the $870 billion this year in interest alone. And that's just interest, which means the debt balance will keep growing. Congress puts us in debt and keeps us in debt and has no plan for eliminating the debt. Data provided by Fiscal Data projected in 2024 that expenditures will be over the income level by $828 billion. So the question is, will our government borrow it, print it, or pass it on to your children? The American people better stand up soon and change these spending habits and behaviors, or our children will live in poverty as their income tax will be so high that they don't have enough money to survive on. So which in this bill expenditures help rebuild Social Security and Medicare funding? The answer is none. Even though prediction is that Social Security will run out of money to support Social Security payments in the year of 2033, which isn't far away. The question to you is, how long before bankruptcy would your family last if you outspent your income every year? Which expenditures in this bill show responsible money management? None. As our representatives are not spendthrifts and don't seem to either know how to or care to be good financial stewards. which expenditures in this bill are good for the few people, not for the lives of the majority of people, or make a majority of people's lives safer, and an often terrible for the country. A lot of money is wasted, millions of dollars, just to buy back votes. Which ones of these spending earmarks, as they are called, are the best use of the money in comparison to improve our law enforcement, close our open border, stop the drug trafficking? Which of these funds will be helping the poor become more self-sufficient and get some education and mentorships to change the level of their income to middle class or beyond? Which of these expenditures in this bill help support the growth and profitability of small businesses? Small businesses are in the middle of creating the economy that we want and need. Much of the money in bills, if it goes to small business at all, it goes to bureaucratic agency overlooking small businesses, which are harming small businesses through burdensome rules and regulations. Which expenditures in this bill help the crime prevention and to care for our mentally ill so we get them to be not afraid of living in our society and not disrupting our society? There's not enough. A few pennies once in a while gets thrown at this. Which are national money spent and scoped to the community projects that we should be funding? If every American had a chance to vote on where the money was going, the results would be completely different. So which of these expenditures in this bill are helping foreign countries over American needs? The issue now is Haiti. We're expected to pour billions of dollars into Haiti. We're already pouring $1 billion into hundreds of other countries. What happened to funding America first, helping us fix our problems first, take care of our debt first, support our Social Security and Medicare to last forever first? Next question is, would these expenditures be different if we drained the swamp? Because we have spending bandits living in Washington. Our situation would be completely different if the people we elected had fiscal responsibility, understanding, and cared about the future of America. So what would happen if we just did one thing and went to single-issue bills, which Congress will fight like crazy? What will happen? Our Congress would become transparent. We would have public input. We would have frugal financial management. We had truth in using the proper names on the bills. We would have to remove the use of thousands of pages pushed through Congress. Money would be allocated to fix America's problems first. A screening process for future elections based on performance and voting records and results would be prominent and help us elect better people. Single-issue bills would wipe out the political and police and game, political games. It would help eliminate our debt so billions of dollars used to pay interest could be used in other critical programs. In other words, just looking at our current interest-only payment and looking at our deficit from our in our projected income versus expenses, it would just wipe that out, and that is all. This single-issue bill would start planning for financial goals, use plans and benchmarks, so responsibility in our agencies to live within a budget. Single-issue would also eliminate emergency bills to avoid government shutdown. Government talks about every few months, oh, we're going to have a shutdown. We better do something. And that bills never cover just the shutdown, along with a lot of debts on the programs we already have that we can't afford. So the shutdowns are a way for them to get out their pork barrels and trade like crazies. Another one is single issue bills would stop politicians bragging about how great the bill is, only presenting what they think voters will like and assume is good in America. If you listen to both sides of the aisle, when they pass a bill of major spending, they all pick a couple things and brag about how wonderful it is for you, the voter. In reality, it's not good for America. In the 1,050-page, $468 billion bill passed, it has $12.655 billion in more than 660 projects that we call earmarks that members requested. That's a lot of pork to trade. Just 1 year ago, Congress passed $1.5 trillion package with $9 billion covering 4,962 earmarks. This is due to multi-issue bills because in order to pass the bill, even as they warn us that the government will be closed, they use this in a way to throw in billions of dollars. Besides earmark spending, our lawmakers don't provide the information a business would have for appropriating any money. Our government should be run like a healthy business. Congress needs to work to come up with researching the purposes for spending even a dollar. They must include the plans for implementation, including the benefits to whom, the deterrence to whom, completion dates, benchmarks for progress, measuring times, tackling systems for activities and results for those time periods, plus naming the group or person who is responsible for overseeing. There is little or no waste in this bill. There's no misuse of money or theft in this bill, and we're not losing the money. All funds go exactly projected for that particular project. Currently, we lose millions and millions of dollars, and nobody in Congress knows where it went. Congress needs a deadline date of when their members and the public will get the results of this project in the progress reports before they make a final allocation of the money. This is what good businesses do. So my question is, should all government funding projects come with trackable progress results? If you want accountability from our government, this needs to be done. So there are two ways to stop our government's irresponsible spending. First one is to change to an only single-issue bills and make those bills totally transparent. Secondly, we must change from pushing thousands of pages through Congress in a very short time, which is not even prudent. We have to make sure there's enough time allowing for not only members of Congress, but the public to read, understand, and give input to their representatives through our communication loop before it's voted on. The second thing we do is to drain the swamp of any politicians who are abusive with their tax dollars or are fiscally irresponsible. We must start to vote with power by staying informed and involved through a communication loop that keeps the influence of our government in the hands of the people. Currently, our politicians are polarizing us, getting us to hate each other, and not work from our common core values. So if you have interest in the tool to drain the swamp and also get our spending under control and protect your kids' future, please visit votewithpower.org. That's votewithpower.org. Listen to some other of our podcasts and join the movement we're calling Civil War of 24. The voters must become part of the solution to stomp out polarizing power of politicians over the power and influence of the people. If you're a parent You should have special interest in the Vote with Power organization, as spending, debt, and eventually raising taxes to cover the interest on the debt will be a major burden on your children and grandchildren. Our national debt, as of the day this was written, each taxpayer's part of that national debt is $266,160 and growing every second. If you want to get upset and stressed out, go to the website nationaldebtclock.org and see what's happening to your kids' money. Don't leave this burden to your children. Be a responsible citizen. Unite with other Americans and change our government. Please vote and then go stay involved through votewithpower.org.